Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah.
Cool.
We're discussing...
Who are we?
Oh, yeah. See, I haven't done this for so long, I've forgotten.
We could do like a boo 5 minutes. That's what Simon and all them lark have been doing, haven't they?
Oh, let's try and kids 5 minutes then.
Yeah.
Who are we?
I don't want to talk it about. Claire Randall.
And Paul Hopkins.
So, I want to talk about something... What do you go and look for when you go to a cafe?
When I go to a cafe?
Yeah.
I look for... frothy coffee.
Yeah.
I look for fudge cake.
Fudge cake. Cake.
I look
pastries.
For
sandwiches. Food.
Food. Sometimes food.
Yeah. Fellatio?
Excuse me? Flat white, I thought you were going to say. Fellatio. What's that all about then? I mean, I know what it is.
I should...
Is he someone? Fellatio.
Ha ha. So now here's the thing, right? Okay.
Because right. People are going to think...
Yeah, I've lost the plot, some bloke, and now I've forgotten what his name was, has decided to open a cafe. He's going to open one in Geneva.
Yeah.
For a start.
No, I've got it.
Bradley. Somebody or other.
Someone.
He's going to open a cafe in Geneva, and then he's going to open one in London, where you can, and it's obviously aimed at men, and it's completely sexist and misogynistic and all that.
Yeah.
Where men can go and have a coffee... And at the same time, they can select from a list of available escorts who will perform such an act on them while they drink their coffee.
That sounds despicable.
I laugh about it and that I kind of took the light-hearted intro to said, discussion, it's just...
I can't believe it's going to happen.
I imagine it might happen in Europe because obviously the laws are... Apparently it's very straightforward in Switzerland.
Right.
I mean, most people go there to dignitas.
They go to
That's where I'm going if I ever get diagnosed with it. For a start, we don't have men-only establishments anymore in this country, do we?
No.
I thought we'd kind of outgrown that.
Although, what about things like the what's it clubs like the lap dancing clubs?
There are those, don't there?
Yeah,
there are those kind of lap dancing clubs and strip clubs and things like that. But that's not, women wouldn't go there.
No. Well, apart from to do the thing,
and quite apart, yeah. But this is just, I just can't.
No.
What has society come to that people think that opening a cafe like that would be okay?
Apparently, there's already...
It's going to be in Paddington.
Yeah, there's already a naked coffee shop.
Yeah, so but I presume they're naturists rather than...
Yeah, yeah, it's sexless. Not sexualized. But the idea... So apparently you go into this thing and you have your espresso or your pastry or your latte or whatever and your sandwich or whatever you want to do, and then you can sort of opt to pay 50 quid...
Well, you're not going to go there if you're not into that, are you? You're not going to go
fallacious
there just for a coffee, because there are plenty of other coffee shops.
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, and then they say it's like, if you want longer, it's £10 for an extra 10
extra
minutes.
For 15 minutes.
15 minutes, okay. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't know. Apart from anything else, that sounds like...
Well, it's like prostitution,
isn't it? Yeah, it doesn't sound that... It sounds quite cheap, really. I mean, you're going to do that to someone for that kind of money. But I suppose if they do it however many times a day...
Yeah, but what protection is there for the women, for example?
Yeah, well...
It's not a kind of...
They should do what they did in Sweden.
It's not like...
And have a zero tolerance to prostitution.
Yeah.
Because apparently
that's worked a
it
lot.
It has.
Compared to countries where it's been legalised.
There's a big article on it on The Guardian or somewhere, not recently, well, a few months ago, but it was incredibly good reading because... The research has all been done and all the rest of it, and there's no sex trafficking in Sweden. Apparently.
Minimal.
Yeah, very, very minimal. So,
whereas they reckon that the countries where they've legalised it, Holland and places like that, trafficking of like young children has actually increased.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't.
It's not a commodity.
It just speaks of everything that is wrong with society if we endorse this kind of product. Who are these women? And, there are going to be people that come back and say, yeah, but women choose to do this kind of thing for a living. No, I'm sorry. How are you going to get that through for a start, when you're employing people? and putting in your tax and your national insurance details, you know, to the HMRC.
Well, I suppose you can just say work at a coffee shop.
When you, yeah, yeah. When you go for a job interview, are you going to have to prove your abilities? Are you so there's going to be that kind of, you know, quite aside from what they're expected to do, there's going to be an expectation of, you know, the kind of person
in my opinion, it's a very
it's
worst.
It's degrading.
It's a very worst thing. I mean, I don't like this whole sexualisation of things, well, of women, but I mean of what, just having a cup of coffee. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. There'll be people who will take it up, I would imagine. But that astounds me, to be honest. It's just not something I would want to get into or ever be part of.
It's not though, is it? Because you wouldn't.
No. And then you sort of think, well, is it?
But I can't imagine it. It's not the kind of thing. More to the point, because you're saying it's not the sort of thing you'd want to get into. We know that. It sends the wrong message. Nobody's going to admit that they've been there, because they have to admit.
Yeah,
that
where did
been
you go
there.
Today, darling? Oh, I just thought I'd pop in for coffee on the way home.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, was it nice? Oh yeah.
On my way through Paddington.
Yeah, it's funny how your nearest station to get home is Waterloo, and yet you seem to
spend
need to
an
go
awful
across
time
to Paddington.
You wouldn't.
It's just, no. Well, there is that. There's a whole deceit, isn't there? I mean, there will be definitely all sorts of customers. And they'll say, oh, yeah, we get all sorts. And it will be businessmen. And it will be, you know, people on having a bit of a...
Politicians.
Undoubtedly. But then what does that say? Does that then say that it's okay to... What's he do?
I'm trying to shut the door.
Does that then say that he's got a light switch caught in, I think, the string? Does that say then that if MPs or whoever are caught in some indiscreet way, that actually, because that goes on in the street, that then it's okay to do those kind of things in your own
curb
life.
Curb crawl, yeah.
Well, not just curb crawl, but it makes the stuff... I always think whatever's out there in the street will definitely be mimicked...
Behind closed doors.
Elsewhere, yeah. And so... I don't know. I mean, obviously, if an MP or someone does something that's classed as immoral, but I think they must be getting less and less things to, you know, so sleaze, you know. Well, it's getting less so, isn't it? I see this as definitely something that fits into sleaze. And the more of these things you have in society, the less likely it is that it won't be counted as anything.
Well, because it moralises it.
In the end, if someone has an affair with someone else or this or that happens... it'll just be seen as inconsequential by society, because it's like everyone's more or less doing it by default anyway. You know, the idea that I don't know, say I come home to say you every night, but like on the way home I'm getting my fellatio fix at the coffee shop. It's just...
Well, you won't be coming home to me every night for long.
Well, it's outrageous. It's just...
You know, would it come up on Swarm, you know? You know, X checked into the fellatio cafe.
You said X checked in. That's
no,
quite...
but as in, yeah, you know, but that was, I don't want to particularly
that
name
was quite
anybody.
Good No, that was good psychology, you see, because you said you wouldn't be coming to me if... And then you said X.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, that's quite clever. Unintentionally, perhaps, but still clever. Yeah, no, there's nothing more to say, is there?
No.
It's just disgusting.
It's just wrong.
And I hope they say no to it.
And you wouldn't want your daughter working there, would you?
No. No, no. Yes, I don't know how to tell that story, actually. What? But yeah, no, just no. Someone nice taught me to piano tune. And every night, every weekend, this guy in the factory would sell this other guy protection, let's just call it that. Going away for the weekend, are you? Or something for the weekend, and he'd sell him condoms basically, because he was with his new girlfriend and obviously, you know, doing that. And so the lad would buy these condoms off this guy, and then they were getting on really well, him and this girl. So they decided to go and meet the parents, and the parent,
it was him,
the dad was the
was that for real though?
Yeah,
that
apparently
sounds
so.
Like some kind of urban legend.
Yeah, well.
I mean, why would you buy condoms off your mate when you can buy them in Boots?
Oh,
you
know, it just I don't seems know. A bit... It's wasn't that a thing back in the day? It was
I
a long
have no
time
idea.
Ago where people were more embarrassed.
I've led a bloody sheltered life, I can tell you.
I don't know, but fellatio cafe? No, it's got to be no, hasn't it?
Of course it is.
It's got, but what do other people think there?
No.
I bet there are people that would use it.
I'd like to know if anybody comes on and says, yeah, this seems like a fine.
Fine, fabulous idea.
Wants to put their name to that.
Mm. All right then.
Okay.
That's that then.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hang on.